In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of Saint Stanislaus the Kostka, and you can see him in the shrine we have and holding the child Jesus. And usually he is there in the youth corner of our church. And the reason is because he was a religious who died very young when still a novice. And Saint Stanislaus was born in Poland, where Stanislaus is a very popular name. And he was sent to a Jesuit school at Vienna with his older brother Paul. And he was sent to Jesuits because they were famous for doing very good in educating young people. But when Saint Stanislaus liked the Jesuit order so much that he wanted to stay there and become a religious there, then he got into trouble with his family. He came from the very noble and high-ranking family, and his father was not at all pleased that young Stanislaus would want to enter into Jesuit order. And in fact, the father was so much against his son's want to join the order that he wrote a very angry letter telling the superior of the Jesuit that he did not consider his son to be worthy, or even the order to be worthy of receiving him. And in the life within the order, Saint Stanislaus was very much difficult for him. His superiors deliberately, because he came from a high-ranking family, made him do very low chores, low-ranking chores, and serve the other students in the table. But this young man so much wanted to do the will of God that he was ready to carry and bear whatever difficulties and even whatever humiliations there were in order that he could dedicate his whole life serving Christ. And his example is very great for us as well, children. Many oftentimes people don't like you if you are determined to do the will of God in your lives. But the heroic example of the saints should encourage us to always do the will of God, even if people don't like us when we do so. When Saint Stanislaus was in the final year of his novitiate, that is, being an apprentice of entering in the religious order, he became very sick. And no one at first thought that his illness was serious, but he, Saint Stanislaus, was already thinking of the greatness of going into heaven, even though it had been his dream of becoming a Jesuit priest. He was now in his sickbed given chance to see what and think what heaven would be like. And even though he wanted to become a religious and priest very much, even more Saint Stanislaus wanted to go to heaven. So now when he was sick, he saw that this was his chance of getting into heaven much faster than he first had thought, and he was very happy to do so. And even though his community didn't think that he was going to die, it was on the feast of Assumption of the Blessed Mary when Saint Stanislaus died. And it was only 1 month after his death that his family got the news that he had died. And then they felt very sorry that they had given such hard time to this young son who wanted to fulfill his duty in following Christ in religious state, and then who was taken to heaven. Dear children, we should often in our lives stop to think that are these things which I am doing right here and now, do they bring me closer to heaven? If we learn to always see our actions in the eyes of Jesus and Mary, then we will. It will be much easier for us to do the will of God. Other people might think us weird or even crazy when we do things that bring us closer to heaven, but all and good things come from God, and if we do our lives and our living well on this earth, we will share the same privilege of the saints, namely to see and face the greatest of all good things, namely everlasting heaven. Saint Stanislaus Kostka, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.